It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on personal empowerment, on success, and on the Law of Attraction. And, you know, I have to say, there's not too many shows or podcasts that are daily, especially when it comes to personal empowerment. You won't hear me talking a lot about my grandkids on this podcast. You won't hear me pitching multi-level marketing. What you will hear me doing is talking to you about empowering your life. That's what this podcast is all about. So today we're going to give you 10 powerful tips, attributes that you can develop. If you don't have these attributes, hey, you can develop them, right? And you can start applying these attributes because these are 10 attributes that successful people focus on within themselves. In other words, they work to develop these attributes. Now look, it kind of seems that there are two kinds of people in the world today. There are those who want to just receive. Gimme, gimme, gimme people. And they want handouts, and they want free this, and they want free that. Nothing wrong with free. If I see a coupon in the newspaper and it says free, I'll take it. But the truth of the matter is that there's another kind of person. And that kind of person is you. That's the person who says, I'm going to make it myself. I'm going to create my own life. I'm going to carve out my own destiny. I don't need the government or anyone else taking care of me. I'm here to take care of myself and to build my own power base in life. Now, I'm not against safety nets, but what I am here to say is that if you are one of those people just looking for somebody to do it for you, then maybe this isn't your show. But if you're one of those people that want to learn to put the power of the Law of Attraction to work for you, if you want to learn secrets every day that are cutting edge as well as ancient mystical secrets that are combined into they're kind of intermeshed in a way that's designed to empower your life, then this is the podcast for you. And I invite you to subscribe to it on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And hey, why not share it on Facebook? I kind of believe that the more we get the message out, you know, the more we empower other people, the more we empower ourselves. So be sure and subscribe. Okay, here is the first attribute that I've done the research for you, and here it is. The first attribute that successful people develop within themselves that they do, and you can do it too, they set goals. Now, I kind of like Earl Nightingale's idea. He says every day he puts an hour aside to go over his goals, because your goals can change. They can be reevaluated. They can be set higher or modified. So he goes over his goals and he plans out his day. Are you planning out your day? Are you taking the time to really say, what am I going to do with... Look at, you have the same 24 hours that Bill Gates has. You have the same 24 hours that Donald Trump has. For God's sakes, you have the same 24 hours as Solomon had. So why not plan out those 24 hours and make them work for you? So setting goals, setting intentions, that's number one. Number two, successful people, they're all in. I mean, they put their heart and soul and their mind and their body and their spirit into getting what they want and accomplishing their goals. They're not, well, I'm going to give it a try, or I'm going to try it for a week or so and see what happens. No, 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 no. Successful people, they are all in. They put their juice into it, their heart into it, their mind into it. And you can do that too. You can start looking at things that are very important to you, things that you want to accomplish, things that you want to do. And you can say from now on, I'm going to put skin in the game. I'm all in. Every part of me is dedicated to this success. And if it isn't, don't do it. I mean, why do something, you know, halfway? Do it all the way. Put your whole soul into it. Number three, successful people believe that they can accomplish it. They believe that they can do it. Oftentimes they don't know how because, as you know, if you've listened to this program, we don't always know how we're going to get to where we're going. John F. Kennedy had no idea, and neither did anybody else for that matter, on how to put a man to the moon, let alone do it within 10 years. When he said, we're going to put a man on the moon within 10 years, nobody had an idea on how to do it. But once he set the goal, once he believed in it so convincingly that he got the majority of the American people to believe in it, and industry and science, everybody started putting their heads together. And they came up with a way to do it. And I think we did it in about 8 years instead of 10. Amazing. What happens when you believe that you can do it? You know, whatever it takes, pay the price. Pay the price. Number four, whatever it takes. Vince Lombardi was a great football coach. He took a losing team that had almost lost every game, the Green Bay Packers, and the next year took him to the NFL championship. He lost the NFL championship. But the next year he won it, and he won it several times thereafter, including two Super Bowls. He was amazing because he said, you have to do whatever it takes. You have to pay the price. If it means getting up an hour early, then do it. If it means staying up an hour later, then do it. If it means spending less time on Facebook, or some other wasted, frivolous, stupid activity, do it. Whatever it takes, pay the price. Okay, I've got more, and I've got some empowering stuff to share with you, but first, I really want you to listen to this.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Be sure and visit us at our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to be more successful, if you want to have a better business or start a business, if you want to make more money, If you want more abundance in your life, if you want to save your relationship, if you want to remove negative energy, if you want to have a marriage that is on fire and just filled with passion and love, whatever your desire is, I want you to visit us at our website and claim your 30 minutes free on me of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want you to claim it. Say, it's mine. We'll give it to you. You'll be shocked at what you can do with your life. You can have the love you want. You can have the money you need. You can have the health you deserve. You can have it all. Okay, let's go to number 5. Successful people, you're one of them, they learn. They study. They keep their mind clear. They don't fog up their mind with a bunch of nonsense. They focus on studying all the time. They're constantly learning because they love their brain. Their brain is their favorite tool to use. Yes, even over that one. Their brain is that important, and they want to use it all the time. So they're constantly learning, constantly growing. You can do that too. When's the last time you went through a book? How about 2 books? How about audio programs? Constantly, constantly, constantly learn. Next is successful people are action people. They take action, action, action. Sometimes they make mistakes with their action. Sometimes they take their action too soon. It's okay. The times that they do take their action, most of the time, they're right. There are times they make mistakes, as I said. But the times that they're right pay off and compensate for all the times they're wrong. This is the easy part of all of this. All you have to do is say, hey, I'm going to take action. I'm going to do it now. 3 little words, W. Clement Stone built a massive empire on 3 words. Do it now. Come on now. Let's get going. If you've been thinking about doing something, building something, creating something, now's the time to do it. The next one is to refocus. Refocus your thoughts. You know, we're like an airplane. They say an aeroplane going across the country is going to be off course little micro amounts off course, and that the automatic pilot or the pilot is constantly adjusting. It's constantly adjusting. You know, if you're only 1 degree off course, you are a long ways off course by the time you travel from, say, Seattle to Tampa Bay. So you constantly have to refocus. You constantly have to readjust. Yeah, and that happens throughout the day. The scientists are now saying that working 45 minutes or 40 minutes straight on a project, putting all your energy into it, and then giving yourself about 10 minutes to just play, do something else, refocus, and then come back and refocus on that project again, that you'll actually be more productive. You might want to try that. Well, you know, here's the deal. Number 8, this is an important one. Successful people implement. They do it. They start. They get going. You know, unsuccessful people are sitting there, I can't make up my mind. I can't make up my mind. I got to think about it. You know, and successful people just, okay, I know where I'm going with my life. I know what I want to do. Let's start it. Let's get it going. It's exciting to be around successful people because they'll come up with an idea. Sometimes they'll even draw it out on a napkin or something if you're sitting in a restaurant. And within a day or two, they've implemented it. They've already started. And unsuccessful people will think about it until somebody else comes up with the idea too and implements it. And yeah, that's what happens. Anyway, you know that. You've got to take action. And you've got to get started. The next is ownership. Successful people own the situation. They take responsibility. You remember in the beginning of the podcast is there are two kinds of people, people that want it for free and people that want to carve out their own destiny. Successful people own the situation. They own the problem. They own the success. They own it all. It's not that successful people have less problems. They have the same, they have similar problems, not exactly the same, but they have similar problems. They just take ownership of the problem and solve it. That's what you need to do. You need to be involved in your life so much that you take ownership of your destiny and where you're going. Finally, successful people follow their inner passion. Inner passion. They know what sets them on fire, what gets them excited, what motivates them, what moves them, what drives them. And that's the direction they take. Unsuccessful people, well, you know, they don't have passion. Or if they do, they're not following it. They dream about it. They think about it. And they go, well, maybe someday, you know, someday. Anyway, someday never comes. Got to do it now. Hey, we're out of time, folks. But look at, I want you to have a great day today. So take these 10 steps and just these 10 attributes, actually, they're not steps. So take these 10 attributes and pick one or two and say, I'm going to start implementing this attribute in my life. Perhaps you can't, you can't implement all 10 at one time. So maybe you pick number one, set goals. Or number five, you take action. Or number eight, you take ownership of the problem or the situation. And little by little, you can start incorporating all of them. Your success, you are successful. You just have to claim it. It's now, okay? And you can be more successful. However successful you are, there's more around the corner. Trust me, this is a big universe. Anyway, we're out of time. Pay it forward. Get out there and help somebody today. And thank you for sharing this podcast on Facebook. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.